Steelers on my nerves, Vikings on my nerves, but I got Bloom back, man, so it's going to be all right. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Well, that's exactly
what it came. Anderson back, man, that boy. DJ lights. With the ambiance. Listen, man, welcome to Sunday Night Football on a Monday. Happy holidays, well wishes, roast some chestnuts on the open fire. It's your boys, your host, Evan T. Mack, Coco Sin, America's Chocolate Sweetheart. But, man, listen, man, don't adjust the TV sets. Don't adjust the YouTube channel. Man, to my left is that cherub, that angel, that precious man I call David Blum.
How's it going, y'all? He's back.
He here, man. Listen, man. Everybody, every now and again, you gotta go on vacation with your family, man. You gotta hang out. You gotta chill, man. You gotta bond, man. You gotta become one with your family. That's the problem with y'all nowadays, y'all. And the people don't kick it with their family.
Your family. Respect your family. Take care of your family.
Take care of them.
They're always gonna be your family.
Wow.
And if you love them, if they're good to you, be good to them.
Knowledge for the young buck, man. So everything going good with the, you know what I mean, with the missus?
The missus going pretty good. Yeah. 8 months next week. Straight up.
Man, listen, like my daddy always say, me gotta be careful. With them dudes are counting the months, man. Listen, I don't know, man. He counting the months.
I'm just saying. You keep track. She says hi, by the way.
Oh, yo, what up, girl?
She says hi. Yeah, I've been trying.
Listen, we gonna, listen, okay, let's get it started, man. I ain't seen you in a little bit, man. Listen, Chargers and Steelers, Sunday Night Football. Well, on the bright side, though, listen, the Chargers are making me look real smart right now. I done told everybody, I done said it for weeks, the Chargers, they used to be a sleeper team. See, they're no longer sleeping now. They're awake, they're up and at them. They're walking around, they're stepping around, they're stomping and kicking people in the face. That's what they're doing. They beat the Steelers 33-30. Phillip Rivers is playing the best of his career, which is nuts because that AFC Championship team with LaDainian and young, fresh legs, Gates, and fresh legs, Phillip Rivers, and that they had a Sean Marion on the juice off the juice, doesn't matter. They were lit. So
they were a strong team. And to see Phillip Rivers playing his best game and best season now at his age.
Hey. So now, okay, before first of all, talk to me about your overall thoughts of the game, and then we'll go from there.
God, I'm not even going to get into the last play. I'm going to get into everything that led up to the last play.
Yeah.
The Chargers playing, obviously, without Melvin Gordon. They found that double back system.
Who's that cat, man? Who's that young whippersnapper?
Exactly.
That rookie?
Yeah.
Because
Austin Eckler, he wasn't showing up as much as they wanted him to. Their run game really wasn't getting going. And the Steelers had a 13-0 lead going into the, I believe, second quarter. Chargers came back. Eventually in the game, they had an amazing catch from Keenan Allen.
Yeah, like, that's coming up
well,
later
that's
on
coming
the
up.
Show.
We'll show you. Overall, I just thought it was a battle of offenses. Connor going out definitely hurt, but
yes.
I think it was really just two high-powered offenses, both with three losses, the Steelers with the one tie and the seven wins. Chargers had that eight win. They were just going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Phillip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger, two veteran quarterbacks who know what they're doing, who have shown up. Obviously, Big Ben has been in much more serious primetime type of Super Bowl games than Phillip. But, you know, repping our home city, even though I heard one of the announcers call them the San Diego Chargers.
Listen, he was getting, because it's one of those things when your brain is wired a certain way.
When you say San Diego and you're like, oh, you know, they play at Qualcomm. And they don't. They play in the home of the Galaxy at StubHub. You're like, oh.
Yeah, and trust me.
Okay.
That stadium's going to be delicious. So,
ooh, I've been there. Go there.
Nobody's going to be calling in San Diego for long. That thing's going to be, it's going to be like L.A. But, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk to me about this because we're getting closer to the end of the season now. These are, they call them Super Bowl contenders or whatever that means, though. Who knows, whatever.
Listen, anyone can be a Super Bowl contender.
Let's be honest, man. So tell me what you think this game proved. Did this game show something? Was this more, I hate this question, but it's true. Was it more about Steelers or more about the Chargers?
This game was more about the actually.
See? You see?
Yeah, because yes. I stopped. Because I want to say Chargers because they won, but this game was more about the Steelers, to be honest with you. Because the Chargers, a couple of years ago, and even still, they were like a sleeper team. You've been saying it. And now they're kind of showing up, and, you know, they're 9-3, and they're really, like, proving their place. And they proved their place. Like, they're already showed way more than they expected this season. The Steelers have not Le'Veon Bell anymore, but James Conner, Antonio Brown, Big Ben, Juju Smith-Schuster, and still they have 4 losses on the season mm-hmm. and a tie. Mm-hmm. No one expects it from the Steelers. When you look at their offense on paper, they should be winning the Super Bowl every single year.
Hey, on paper, brother.
On paper, but that's how sports work. It's not on paper. And when mm-hmm. you actually put them in the game and they keep losing games, especially like this, to a team like the Chargers, even though, you know, they're having a great season.
You heard it here
and
first,
Phillip
brother.
Rivers is having just an amazing career year so far. It's really disappointing to see the Steelers team lose every single year. They should be in the Super Bowl every single year, but they're not.
Now, with that being said, though, nothing's over. But let me tell you something right now. I'm from PA, man, but I don't give a damn. Steel Nation, y'all get on my nerves. I can't stand y'all. I have said y'all are the, like I said, I don't kid you not. I think it is the most historic football franchise ever.
Of course.
Just for
most Super Bowls.
I don't even want to go into why. That's one reason. One of the reasons is Rooney is brought diversity to the coach. The Rooney Rule is created to get diversity and ethnic people like coaching jobs. Like they created that. Like this team is hallowed ground to me. You know what I mean?
Oh my god!
But with that being said, this might not be a popular opinion, but they got to watch out for the Ravens.
Yes,
the Ravens
they
are
do.
Right there,
and they just got a new quarterback.
They have to keep winning games because the Ravens can overtake them. What's so crazy is the Chargers just happened to be in a real stout division, so which is so crazy, they're still looking like a wild card. But Kansas City has to keep winning. They have not wrapped up the division either.
No, they got the Chargers right on their heels, and Kansas City has, I believe, the 1 loss so far,
yes.
If I'm correct. And the Chargers only have 3. Kansas City drops 2. The Chargers, you know, win their next 2. Uh-oh.
Exactly. So it's I'm telling you, it's a very interesting division right now. These two divisions are very interesting. Mm-hmm. These teams are either going to be the number one in their division or the wild card. So it's one of those things where, put it like this, because me, McBen, I've never been a big Ben fan. He's,
really?
Nah, really, man.
I don't like, wow, see, I have. Nah. See, I was...
No,
I
his game, yeah. We're talking about his game.
Oh, cool. No, we're talking about it. Don't worry, we're talking about
like,
his
I
game.
I don't like Michael Jordan, but he can play basketball.
We're talking about his game.
Yeah.
I've respected his game for years.
Can't stand him, bro.
As a person, no idea. But as a game player, as a football player, especially what he's done in the Super Bowl versus like the Cardinals and teams like that.
Yeah.
That's respectable.
You
man.
Can't just come out publicly bash the top one or two receivers in the game. No, you can't do that. So then following that, then you have to play against us. I'm telling you, man, listen, boy, these Chargers, boy, y'all done heard it here first. Yo, chat room, holla at your boy, man. I ain't told y'all mm-hmm. about these Chargers.
And they use everyone, too. They spread the field, and they use everyone they can. They got, like, 3 receivers out there, even including Keenan Allen
yes.
being their number one. They throw the other two guys. Benjamin and I believe Williams as well.
Yeah, I like him.
They got Eckler. They got Melvin Gordon when he's healthy. They got this new guy, Jackson, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. To the coaching staff of the Pittsburgh Steelers, memo from Evan Mack. Hmm. How many times can y'all get hit with a quarterback draw?
Oh, my.
Or a running back draw? Or a draw?
Jeez.
Lord have mercy. Did they not just... That was the game, by the way. The game changed when they came back out of halftime and you guys kept blitzing Phillip Rivers and he kept hitting you with a running back draw.
Every time.
And backbreaking them, though. I was watching this game like, if they get hit with one more running back draw, they're going to lose this game. Boom, 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 boom. One after another. I'm like, mm-hmm. stop.
And they get first downs.
Stop blitzing him.
See, the first half, the Steelers were controlling the Chargers' run game.
God.
And second half, they come out and just, you know, they're running with Jackson, they're running with Eckler, even when they don't have Melvin Gordon, and it's working really well, and that's one of the big reasons they won.
Oh, yeah, you're stressing out, bro. Not just from a neutral perspective, guys, when I watch the games, I'm not really rooting for anybody, to be honest with you. So, of course, I'm annoyed when I see a team getting hit with the same play over and over again.
Yeah, I just want to see a good game.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, I told you, I'm torn because I want the Steelers like to win the Super Bowls and Le'Veon Bell to be sitting at home like, damn, I should have been playing.
So you get a ring, though? Would he get a ring if they won this
year? We have discussed this. No, David Blum, you don't get a ring, man. I told you, this ain't the NBA, man.
Would they mail him?
The
mail
NBA
him a
is,
ring?
I'm a fan of LeBron James. Like they even give me a ring if the Lakers win, man. Like the NBA gives everybody a ring. Like, you don't get a ring. But let me move on. I'm going to get off of that game. Listen, okay, the Steelers, okay, we're going to put it like this. Steelers, they lose, but it's not that serious, guys. It's really not.
It's all right.
It's 7-4. It's only serious that they keep losing and the Ravens overtake them. Phillip Rivers, 26 for 36, 299, 2 touchdowns.
Amazing.
Big Ben, 29 for 45, 281, 2 touchdowns and an interception.
Always puts up numbers. Always,
yeah,
always,
never worried about that.
No. He'll turn the ball over, but he'll put up numbers.
Much as Big Ben gets on my nerves, like, oh, you know, I just do what I want. I'm Big Ben. I'm a gunslinger. You know, he's still a Hall of Famer, you know what I mean?
Of course.
So, like, that's this. Let's be clear. So, we'll see what happens next week. I said, these games, no matter who you are, no matter where you're at, you can't lose. You can't be losing any games.
This is like...
Unless you're the Rams. Rams got the division locked.
Rams can lose. But these crucial time for teams, you gotta win these games. The Chiefs, the Chargers, the Steelers, the Ravens. If they do not win these games, they could miss the playoffs even.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing we ain't talking about. We're going to get to all that towards the end. Okay, now, I want to move on to something. I'm going to give you the floor. I ain't going to say nothing. No.
I know what this is.
I'm going to try to be quiet this whole segment.
Whole segment?
Because I know how this is feeling. We're going to talk about the Green Bay Packers versus the Arizona Cardinals.
No, we're not.
We're going to talk about next game. Oh, no.
Next segment.
Let me just get your overall thoughts on the game. Then we'll talk about Mike McCarthy, but give me your thoughts on this game and the state of the Green Bay Packers.
I think that was an embarrassing show for the Packers defense, first of all. I think they let, not David Johnson, but the other guy, too. Name is slipping my mind, but the run game was just too much. They let Josh Rosen get anything he wanted. Larry Fitzgerald was lighting up. It was embarrassing. And on the other side of the ball, the Packers in the first half couldn't really get anything going. They had the field goal. Mason, don't even get me started on Mason Crosby.
He got to be fired, too.
Don't even get me started on Mason Crosby. Not even this game. My eyes aren't even open because I can't bear to look. But the game versus the Lions a couple weeks ago, when he missed, I think, about four field goals and was the reason the Packers eventually did not get the win. Look, Mason Crosby is a great kicker. And I'm forever thankful for all he's done for the team. But what he's doing this year, a team's got to learn when they have to move on. And instead of doing that, they fired Mike McCarthy, 13-year coach, head coach for the Packers. Now, do I agree with it? To me, it's a classic case of scapegoating. A lot of teams do it. You saw the Bulls just do it, switching over to basketball for a second with Hoiberg. It's just when you're losing, a lot of teams try to find the reason they're losing, and a lot of times they turn to the head coach. He just draws up the X's and O's.
So, yeah, because we do.
Players got to play. We said that for
always say that. We do. But we'll put it like this. You don't think he should have been fired, though?
I think it was good that they were willing to move on. I think they should have waited till the end of the season. I think they should have let him and Rodgers kind of settle out what they had, because it came out that Aaron Rodgers was switching up plays and calling a lot of audibles and not really listening to what McCarthy had to say for a game plan, because Rodgers, he does feel like a coach, and he's a great game manager, mind you, and I was really hoping they could put together a last drive. But you see, the Packers are not really the same, and it could be a coaching thing when they have the ball with a minute left, and usually they can hit a game-winning drive. But again, they don't do it. They didn't do it versus the Seahawks where they punted... on fourth down, when they got fourth down here, thank God they went for it. See, on this play right here, this was the touchdown, when they went to Jimmy Graham over the middle of the field to keep the drive alive. But, I like the star players on the team. I like Devontae Adams. I think he's a great player. I think he has amazing hands, and his footwork to get inbounds on tough plays. He had this touchdown. He had another one towards the end of the game. Impeccable. Aaron Jones, I think it's really like a coming out party. He's an amazing running back. I think him and Jamal Williams pair really nicely. Aaron Rodgers is still going to be Aaron Rodgers, no matter what anyone says. And sure, he's a little bit on the decline. I can see it, and I think the injuries are hurting him, but he doesn't have a decline, too. That's the thing. He is on what he calls a decline, but he's still one of the best. And
20 touchdown, one interception? Something like that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly.
But I'm going to say something, Dave Bloom. You know what I mean? I got to say something, man. This has been very hard. I've been thinking about this all day. Mm-hmm. I'm getting tired of Aaron Rodgers, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Enough's enough, bro.
That's my time. Thank you. I appreciate it. Just getting out of here.
David, I'm so tired of this dude, man. I'm done with him. Shout out to DJ Tone in the booth.
See, I'm not even done with him. I'm done with the team they put around him.
You know what? Because that's another thing, man. I'm tired of him. I'm tired of all that. See, you know what, David? I'm tired of everybody saying he don't got no players. I'm tired of everybody saying Aaron Rodgers ain't got no talent. This is why I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers. That face he makes, that face when he's up at that press conference, that's what I can't stand.
Oh, really?
That face he makes like he didn't do anything wrong, or he don't ever do anything wrong. Aaron, you cannot just throw yourself out of everything, bro. Dave, we got to talk about it, man, because how I feel about Aaron Rodgers.
I know,
man.
You know how I feel.
This is paining me, but I can't stand. Listen, bro. You are not bigger than the franchise. I have said that. That goes for any sport. You are never going to be bigger than the Shield. The Shield on any sport, they will always outlive you.
True.
And 200 years from now, there will be a Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, you'll be long dead and gone. You are not bigger than the franchise. You have to take some blame. I mean, damn, man. He just walking around like he don't do nothing. Bloom, you got to give me something, Bloom.
See, I would hope
give
he knows.
Give me something, man.
I would hope he understands that, yeah, no, it is on him. It's not all on him,
no,
but it is on him.
Give me a percentage, David. I got to give him like 25% of the blame.
No, I'd say that.
Is that fair?
Because
Aaron Rodgers be sauntering around like he, you know, I'm blah, 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 blah. Bruh, you know what, man?
I know where I put most of the blame, and I'm just going to, you know.
Where?
The line.
That line is poop.
The line, is one of the worst I've seen for a quarterback of that caliber.
That line is doo-doo, man.
Even versus the Cardinals, and I know they have guys like Chandler Jones, but they do not give him any time in the pocket. Why do you think Brady's so good, and we've said this, is because his line gives him time.
And that's why it was hard for me to come here and say that. Because
exactly.
Because I'm always about the line.
It's the line.
I think most quarterbacks get a bad rap because their line is doo-doo. Yes. And I really do. And everyone's like, they should have did better. Like, that's because we'll get to my Kirk Cousins thing in a minute. Talking about a line. Boy.
Offensive line, even defensive line, but way more protection of the quarterback is not good enough because Aaron Rodgers has good enough receivers, has a good enough run game, has a good enough tight end. If he can get a little more time to roll outside the pocket, to stand inside the pocket like these other great quarterbacks have, he will be a much better player and the Packers will be much better. And the reason, too, you can say why they don't have a good enough line is that contract for Aaron Rodgers. Think about it that way. If he takes a little bit of a pay cut,
they
can pay more of the line. They can have and he will pay essentially for the team doing better and winning.
Yeah, we never usually disagree, but this is what I go back and forth with that, Bloom. I do. That's another thing I get tired of. Damn it! Why as a player I always got to take a pay cut though?
You got to take a pay cut.
Ah, David, why?
Because the team only has a certain amount of money. There's a cap.
That's because the NFL is structured in a way to not protect the owners, not the players.
Oh, my God,
though.
Of course.
But I get what you're saying. Because it is structured that way, you have to take a pay cut.
You
got
to play to the system a little bit here, and you got to just... And look,
damn
it's hard. And I'm saying he deserves all the money he's getting. Don't get me wrong. But as a quarterback and as a player, you got to understand where winning and money come into play. If
you
just want to be on a losing team and make a bunch of money, fine. But if you want to save some of the money, say, look, I want a large contract, but enough where you can go and, you know, pay some good linemen, get me some better receivers, make my running back a little bit better, and then we'll start winning. And when we start winning, we'll accumulate more revenue because of fans and merchandise, and then I can get more money.
Oh, I know what I'd do. I'm just saying I know what these players are. I know what I'd do.
What would you do?
Dude, if I had a State Farm endorsement, I wouldn't worry about money, bro.
Exactly.
Like I've been raised a certain way. Like,
turning all the way over.
Especially with my family never had a lot of money when I was growing up. So money, I look at money differently than a lot of people do. Like, whether we have it or we didn't have it. My dad was like, yo, listen, money's out there. Money will come. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, so I'd even base my life on money and revenue. Now, if I was A-Raj and I was the talented quarterback that's still at the chip on the shoulder. Why you got chip on your shoulder, bro? All right, they ain't draft you number one. Whatever, bro. Like, that's another, man, this dude getting on my nerves, man. Like, stop making that face like you still ain't going to the Hall of Fame right now. If you stop playing right now, you go to the Hall of Fame. But my thing is, if I was A-Rod, State Farm commercial, this commercial that gives him a lot of money, by the way, $10 million less can buy you protection.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. This is why I got to blame a little bit on Aaron Rodgers, because that's arrogance, man.
Yeah. No, it is. No, I agree.
I am a firm believer, and this is my philosophy since day one, since football, since I've learned the game of football. Interior offensive linemen, I don't give a damn if you spend 5 years straight getting them. Don't care. I don't care what the fans say. I don't care what the media say. I don't care what the coaches say. I don't care what the general managers say. I'm going to be, if I was the head coach, I'm like, this is what we're going to do. 5 years straight, I'm getting linemen, and I'm getting top draft pick linemen. I don't care if we go 0-16 5 years in a row. Because then, on the sixth year, I get that quarterback. Then, I'm looking real smart, aren't I?
The line is so
It's everything!
Important because it's if you have a bad line, your quarterback doesn't have a chance to be good. And look at a guy like Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott in Dallas with a great line.
Their line's pretty good.
Exactly.
Pretty good.
And especially the interior lineman, the center, and the two guards.
Just give me that. Draft that. People act like, yo, A-Rod, if you take a pick, bro, and stop acting like you couldn't do that right now. They could restructure.
Oh,
that's what
restructure.
Bothers me. You could be like, yo, bro, listen, you know what? I thought about it, man. Let me just, you know what? How much less if I can get a couple players? How much less do I have to take?
See?
Let's crunch the numbers. Now, he don't want to do that. He gonna keep getting planted then, man.
Mm-hmm.
That the collarbone thing should have made him change his whole.
It should have been like, I need better protection.
Yeah.
And guards and guards and tackles and centers are on the free agency list every single year.
All the time!
And they're always in the draft, and they're always – there's you can go get a guard, a tackle, or a center all the time.
And what bothers me the most about that is they are the most long – they have the most longevity of any player.
Oh, my God.
Any player in a skill, serious skill position. I'm not talking about kickers and stuff. I'm talking about those guys, they can give you about a decade.
Yes, they could. Because they have one job, and that's to block in a certain way. And you need pass blockers, you need rush blockers. But, like, when you have a good lineman, even a great lineman, or just a series of okay linemen, when they can work as a unit in forming a pocket, you back up, you form around, you give the quarterback a space, and if he wants to roll right, you let him roll right. If he wants to roll left, you let him roll left. If he wants to do a draw, you make sure there's a hole for him to run through. But if you can't do that, and if you don't have the strength or IQ, because it takes a lot, it is hard to be a guard. I will tell you that right now, and it rhymes for a reason, because you got to have the IQ of know how to block, where to block, when to block. It's everything. And even running backs have to learn that to pick up on blocks. When you have a line that can actually do that, your quarterback, like Tom Brady in New England, will do much better. And
I agree.
Right now, this year, we don't know how good Aaron Rodgers is because he hasn't had the opportunity to show it because of his line.
I agree that. Like I said, it's hard for me to say that. He's got to take a little bit of blame because
he does.
We're going to move on from this, man. We got to talk about Aaron Rodgers a little bit. Browns versus Texans. We're going to talk about that for a second because I just want to shout out to Baker Mayfield. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough in these streets, ain't it, Baker?
Yeah,
it's tough in this. It's tough in that good old NFL, ain't it? Though this is real. It's tough when you get to a defense that can come after you and got a couple people in the backfield and the secondary, and you know they got a couple linemen and you spouting off. You get a couple wins off two doo-doo teams, by the way, the Falcons and the Bengals.
Oh my God, yeah.
Pope, by the way. So then you go against a team who is a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Y'all might not like that, but the Texans are for real.
I agree.
They are, bro. They're 9 in a row. They're for real, man.
They're for real. And everyone thought when they went 0-3, like, oh, this is going to be tough.
But 9-3. Then
when you're Baker Mayfield and you're standing behind your line and you look over and you see, oh, there's J.J. Watt. All right.
Merciless and clowny. It's a problem, man. That team is a problem.
Look, and kudos to Baker Mayfield for leading that team to 4 wins.
I guess, man, but it's more the defense than anything, though. And I'm a Baker guy. Trust me, when it comes from a playing standpoint, as I get older, I'm like, yeah, I don't like the way you act, though, bro. I don't like that. I don't like the thing you did to Hugh Jackson. I don't care if you feel slighted.
He's a good player.
Hugh Jackson. We'll say that. Hugh, that's the best as far as I'll go. Hugh Jackson. He didn't start you because he wanted you to learn the playbook. He didn't. Let's stop being a child. You know why Hugh Jackson didn't start you, man. Stop. This ain't personal. It ain't because the black guy was there. That's not what it was. He's looking at a young, undersized, little tiny quarterback who's a very accurate passer. And he was like, let me just give him a second. You're going to be our starter. Just let me see what Tyrod can do.
You don't throw rookies into it right away because then if they pan out and they're
bust. Not if you can help it.
No.
They do that nowadays because for some reason they've abandoned the concept of a player sitting down because I want to play. I don't care what you want to do. You can sit or you can. If I drafted you, you can sit down, bro. You can demand a trade. Then go on about your business then. But my whole thing is like, yo, I'm protecting you. Now he's throwing to the fire. Good for you, Baker. You got 4 wins. Wonderful. Y'all might not win another game.
No, probably not.
And I'm just trying to say, like, just didn't like the way you did that, man. You got your comeuppance with two or four interceptions. Lost 29-13. Listen, guys, Cleveland fans, everybody out there getting excited. Browns to the Browns.
They're still the Browns. Nothing's changed except for a couple new players. Miles Garrett's getting a little bit better. But they're still the Browns. 4 wins is not a good season. And I'm saying that as a Packer fan. Yeah. It's not a good season.
It's not good.
Like, sure, it's better than 0 wins, and I think it's an improvement, but it's still not going to get you to the playoffs.
Incrementally good, and they are doing better than before.
We said it before.
I don't change my stance for anything. Like, Baker is the best quarterback Cleveland's had in 100 years. But with that being said, before I move on to something that's very near and dear to my heart, David Bloom, I need you to, you know, tell the people at home how to find us and stuff.
How to find us. All right. Well, hey, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. You know, but we need your help.
Yep.
We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. You know, by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll have AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be. You know, just turn them off. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well.
Yes.
Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yeah, thanks. Shout out to Star Drew in the chat. Always loyal in the chat. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for talking. Yeah, I mean, you know what, man?
Huh. Hit me with it.
I can't stand anything going on right now. I can't stand this league right now. Everybody getting on my nerves, man. We got to move on to New England versus Minnesota.
Oh, see, when your boy Kirk does bad, then it's getting on your nerves. I get you. I see where you're coming from.
First, listen, you know me, man. I'm Kirk. I'm riding down with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I stopped doing that after he lost me my fantasy.
Why you getting personal? It's business. But listen, this is my problem. I knew they were going to lose to New England just because this team's making on my nerves. This stout defense. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm done hearing that too. I don't hear anybody know Vikings defense no more. Done with y'all. And listen, could y'all please find somebody to protect this dude, man? This is what they do.
Nobody.
All morning, all I was hearing, just like I thought I hear all morning for every sports platform, every sports person, every platform, every channel, every station, Kirk Cousins. That's what they do. And because he makes $28 million a year, he got to get all the blame. I do not like that narrative. Mm-mm. Because if somebody walked up on you right now, David, and asked you $28 million, why am I getting this money? Oh, we just want you to give you $28 million to do a show. Would you really say no?
Why would you say no?
He based on his performance, the market that dictated it, where he played, the numbers he put up. Stop acting like he didn't put up like stellar numbers. By the way, has the most, only like 5,000 yard passer in Redskins history, whatever. All these things he put up. Then he goes to a place, and that now, by the way, still getting into the playoffs. By the way, you heard it here first. They're still getting into the playoffs. They acted like this team 0-5. What's that face? You don't think they get into the playoffs?
What are they? 6-5-1?
Bro, so what?
Into the playoffs?
Where are the Packers at right now?
Okay, calm down.
What you talking about?
The Bears have that division.
For now? They still gotta win. Don't they gotta win? What happened? They just took the L too. Wait a minute, hold on.
Well, when they start Mitch again, they've been starting Chase Daniel for 2 weeks, but when they start Mitch Trubisky again.
What do you mean when? He ain't even in. They don't even know when he comes back. They don't even know the timetable. Hold on. Yeah, you gotta explain yourself. What's that face, man? You acting like I'm way off base here. Tell me why my team with Kirk Cousins ain't getting to the playoffs.
Well, first of all.
Yeah, first of all.
This loss is very indicative of that. They lost 24-10. And I know it's the Patriots, but the Patriots are, you know, they don't, Tom Brady has not had as great of a season as he's tend to have, even though excuse me for a second, as I tell you how the Patriots lost to the Titans horribly, yet they go beat this Vikings team.
This Vikings team is doo-doo, man.
It's compared to last year, and they should not have played the Eagles in that championship game. Oh my God, they got a miracle. Legitimate miracle. So now when they actually come out and show who they really are, you know, Diggs has been hurt and Thielen kind of slowed down a little bit. Cook took that time off. Latavius Murray, he picked up the slack really well. I think he really looked good for what they needed him for. But.
But what, David?
But. You're going to hate me for saying
yes.
This. Yes. I don't think Kirk Cousins has enough to get the job done.
Man, I can't stand you right now.
I know, but it's true.
No, it's not. No, boy, okay, you know what, man.
He showed we could do what he could do on a team like the Redskins. And yes, he played well, but the team didn't play well around him. And this Vikings team that made it all the way to the NFC Championship last year, they throw in a better quarterback like Kirk and they're worse? What is happening?
The schedule, the line, the doo-doo defense. I would not let anybody talk about Kirk Cousins on this. Was it Monday?
It's Monday. I will. I'm coming out talking about Kirk. Now, look.
He ain't good enough. But who would you get there? Who?
I don't know. Apparently, Case Keenum could do it pretty well.
Oh, my God.
Lord, that's who they had last year, right?
Perfect storm of nonsense.
It was a perfect coincidence of just nothingness. And, putting a quarterback like Kirk, I thought was a great idea.
It is!
But now showing that they're, you know, if they didn't tie that game, if they lost to the Packers, which they should have, by the way. They should not have gone to overtime. True. I'm just saying that right now.
It's true.
Hashtag it. Get it trending. Whatever. They would be 6-6 right now.
Well, listen.
Two wins, two more losses, 8-8. Well, you get into the playoffs, so you're 8-8. You're not the Giants.
So when they get to the playoffs.
When?
So when they get to the playoffs.
Okay. They could, I
want you to bring that same fire, that same passion, that same fury, and the same energy, shout out to Uptime, that you have right now. Everybody in the chat, Star Drew, what's good? Swaggy FFA, I want y'all all to be in the chat and direct all y'all vitriol and blame and hatred towards David Bloom. When my boy Kirk Cousins leads the Vikings.
To what? To the playoffs?
To the playoffs!
Okay, one playoff game, one playoff loss, one playoff win. What's after that?
That's it. Because they're going to probably run into the Saints.
At least you admit now it's about time.
Look, they ain't ready, man. That offensive line is boo-boo.
I think it's going to be tough for them to get to the playoffs, and I think if they make it, I don't see them taking a game.
Oh, no, put it out there. Put your courage out there.
It's on the line.
Do
right
they
on my
make the playoffs? Don't shy away.
Oh, all right. Do they make the playoffs? Let me just do some calculations. Right,
yeah,
quick.
Exactly.
No.
We got to put something on that. We got to put something on that.
If I'm wrong, I will come out and be wrong.
We need a gentleman. Nah. I mean, I need like a dollar. I bet a dollar they make the playoffs.
$1?
I want you to put it right here on the set. Put a dollar that they make the playoffs, man. I'm tired of you right now.
Let's see this. You are lucky I got nothing in my wallet. I got credit cards.
Oh,
my driver's license.
I don't even want that from me. I don't want that either. Listen, we go gentleman's bet.
Hey, here's a ticket to my homecoming game.
Boom. That's the collateral right
there. That's the bet right there. That's my collateral.
Gentleman handshake on this dollar bet.
All right. $1.
Cool. All right, good. So we got
a memory for me right
here. So we're going to move on now. We got the Ravens versus the Falcons. And we already talked about it. The Falcons are frauds, man. They are fraudulent. That is what it is. Yep. I don't make the rules. I just tell you what I see, guys. They're frauds. Now, Lamar Jackson, 3 wins straight. It's not about it's a combination of they haven't figured him out yet, and it's a combination of it's the way he plays, and a combination of the Ravens realizing, yeah, if you draft a quarterback, use him as a quarterback, but you can incorporate running. There's nothing wrong in incorporating running. That's use his assets, but I just don't want him to get hurt. And as you can see, they're actually trying to work things out. They're starting to trust him a little more. The playbook's expanding for him. They're beating who they should be beating right now. You know, they're 7-5, 3-3 away. Falcons are the Falcons are doo doo, but. Tell me what you're thinking about right now with the Ravens and what they're looking like. Because I think they can overtake the Steelers. Now, I'm not saying they will, but I think they can.
I think they could. First of all, I think that first game from Lamar Jackson was really interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Because you could tell what was going on in his headset was just, all right, run the ball.
Yeah.
Should I pass the ball? No.
But I have a lot of yards passing.
I'm an actual quarterback. No, you're not.
No. I have stats. I just run. I have the Heisman Trophy.
Just run.
As a quarterback.
Ball. You're like Collins and Edwards. Just run.
Yeah, that's what he's in. He's in the mic. Like,
just run.
I got the Heisman Trophy house right now. Can I show it to you? It says quarterback.
Yeah, but it's got a guy, you know, running the ball. So just run.
Oh, okay.
Just run.
Okay.
Just run the ball.
All right.
No, he ran for, what, I think like over 100 yards in that first game. Like maybe like one something.
26 carries?
Yeah. That was amazing for a quarterback, you know, of running caliber like that. But then over these next two games, everyone thought, okay, he can run the ball. And now he's starting to throw the ball. And he's not making these elite quarterback throws, but you know, you saw one earlier on the B-roll. He made one across the body.
Yeah.
Rolling right through to midfield like that.
Tough throw.
It's a tough throw. It's a risky throw. You shouldn't throw across the field in football. But if he's making those work, and he can, he plays like a young quarterback, and you can see it. But you're right. You said this off air. They don't give the Heisman Trophy to anyone.
They don't, bro. Especially said out of Louisville. It didn't have the cachet of a Alabama or a blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like he won the Heisman Trophy at the University of Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
With some stiff competition around him. You know, and I don't even think it was close the year he won, to be honest with you. And it's one of those, you know, 12 or 21, 125 yards, whatever.
That's enough. And he's playing the thing that's different between him and Flacco is Flacco plays a very slow-paced football. He's got this kind of veteran quarterback mentality. He knows he won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, so he's good. But, like, he just plays a slow, try to throw out to the receivers, very Aaron Rodgers-esque style ball. But he doesn't have the receivers to make that doable. Lamar Jackson, on the other hand, plays a very fast-paced, modern quarterback, young, Patrick Mahomes, Cam Newton type of football,
right,
where he will run the ball when he has to, mm-hmm, and he can sling the ball maybe a good 10, even 20 yards if he's feeling lucky.
Yeah.
And he has the receivers who can play his type of ball, and you know, Gus Edwards is looking really amazing right now.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it's one of those things where it's all about if he works on his mechanics and he gets better, mm-hmm, like, as we, like, let's put, this is what it boils down to. Flacco, you have lost your job. I just want everybody to know whether the Harbaugh wants to admit it. It's, this is what I do. This is what, I'm allowed to do this because
yes, you are.
I don't run the Ravens. I'm letting you know right now. I'm making the decision for you because you ain't got the guts to say it. Flacco's lost his job.
No, yeah, he has.
Come out of the press conference. Oh, we have three quarterbacks. Man, shut, man. For real, DJ, I would just wish one time, please, just come out and like, yo, Joe Flacco, listen, he ain't paying your bills, bro.
Mm-mm.
You know who's paying your bills? The same people that can fire you. You need to come out and make a decision. I don't want to ruin the confidence of players we might need. Joe Flacco's done, man. If they keep winning.
No, then he's done. You see it on the sideline, too, because he just is looking
at that's what I'm trying to say. But also, look at the team. That's the thing. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not even talking about from a play perspective. You can put anybody in and they can win a couple games. Watch when Lamar Jackson scored this one touchdown. If you guys just want to just watch that clip, watch the team.
Mm-hmm.
They attacked him with celebration.
They surround him.
Yep.
And they, like, gravitate towards him as a player, and he really makes that team better. His style of play, he reminds me of what Robert Griffin III wants to be.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Robert got a little too cute, man. Didn't, for some reason, I don't know. Brother don't know how to slide. It is what it is. But like, so that's, but like this, I'm pulling for the young man. Hope he does well. If Flacco coming back, good. But I'm telling you right now, it ain't happening. It ain't happening.
No, I think he can. And if he takes his team to the playoffs, good on him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. That'll be an amazing team to watch in the postseason.
And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Vikings getting in the playoffs.
Oh, we're back on this?
Kirk Cousins. But
I thought Lamar Jackson was the talk now. Throw Joe Flacco on the Vikings or something. You can be of use there.
I'm tired of you right now. But look at this place. So we're going to move on to Seattle versus San Francisco. And I put this game.
That's what I'm here for.
I picked certain games today just for a couple, like a little theme today. Just Seattle's on here because this is one of my sneaky teams. I got three sneaky teams. Seattle, the Texans, and Baltimore. Those are sneaky. Mm-hmm. Those are my sneaky teams. By sneaky, I mean they can really make it far in the playoffs. They can really bother or upset someone. By sneaky, I don't mean Super Bowl champions.
No, but they can just be like, whoa, what?
But they can come in like Seattle and like and shock the Saints. I'm not this guy's. I don't know how, but when I say they're sneaky, just trust me on this one, man. They're sneaky. Seattle beat the brakes off San Francisco. San Francisco's a shell of themselves. The San Francisco fans will have you convinced it's because they don't have Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think they have way more problems than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute that he got hurt though. He got hurt because now you can lean back on. That's why we're losing.
Oh yeah,
please, man, come on, man, not bruh. So what's Jimmy G going to get in that 43-point shootout? The defense ain't show up. They got beat.
They just got straight up beat.
I get so tired. Man, they're so lucky. You got a scapegoat this year. Oh, boy, Shanahan, I love you, but you got a nice little get-out-of-jail-free card this year, bro. Because when Jimmy G get back, y'all better not be poop. That's all I'm going to say.
No.
Y'all better be good.
You can't blame it on, oh, we have Nick Mullins now, and he's not Jimmy Garoppolo. But when Jimmy G gets back.
You better be good.
There it is.
Y'all, because y'all looked like y'all was struggling a little bit earlier in the season anyway. Because when there's a couple games, they didn't like when they went against the Vikings, they got beat, and Jimmy G was there, nice and fresh. I'm just saying they have a couple things they need to work out. They lost 43-16. Like I said, we'll see next year because I'll give them a second. But I think it's a little bit more problems than people think they are.
I mean, you know, just quickly say like just one back I really like on the Seahawks is Rashad Penny.
Mm-hmm.
I really like what he's doing. I think he's he rushed for 7 attempts, 65 yards, and a touchdown. Efficient back because. Chris Carson had 13 attempts and only 4 more yards. The efficiency of Rashad Penny is going to play really well with that Steelers offense, and they need – if they have a good run game, Russell Wilson benefits, their pass game benefits. It takes a little pressure off of him. He can get those short-yarded situations and those goal-to-goes that are really short, like the couple yards, and they can run it or even throw it if they don't want to have a recount of what happened at the Super Bowl a couple years ago. shout out to Seahawks fans. But like that team is looking really nice.
I'm telling you, it's one of those things. Like I said, they're when I say sneaky, they're peaking at the right moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the playoffs right now. They're a wild card team right now.
Yes, they are.
So I'm telling you, man, it's a team you just don't want to see right now. And you know how I feel about Russ, man. Russ almost my favorite player ever. So
yeah,
love him, man. I just love everything about his game. So it's one of those things where it's very interesting, man. I just wanted to talk about that for a second. Giants win against the Chicago Bears.
That was
30-27, amazing game.
Great.
Denver 24-10, another team that is on they're just in a tough division.
Denver
just in a tough
division.
They're in a tough division.
Philip Lindsay looks great. Royce Freeman was going to be better than he was, but Philip Lindsay's really that team
beast,
and you know they had to get rid of Demaryius because they understood that a team like the Texans would benefit better and they get something for the future. I think it was a good move.
It was a great move.
They still have Emmanuel Sanders. Case Keenum's looking all right, like enough. But boy, Philip Lindsay,
he's a beast. 24-17, Carolina loses to Tampa Bay. Carolina, told you, they're frauds, but I'm telling you, I'm done with them, too.
Done. Carolina? Yeah, done. I'm done. Christian McCaffrey, I'm not done with. No, right back.
Got nothing to do with him. Cam, bruh, how long you been in this league, bruh? Do you study film, man? Do you?
No.
How many times do you see Tampa Bay? Every year, twice? Man, it's just under, four interceptions. Oh, my Lord. It's
Cam Newton is not afraid to sling the ball, but he's not a gunslinger quarterback. He's got to understand who his receivers are. And, yeah, you know, DJ Moore is all right. Curtis Samuel, Devin Funchess, they're all right. And he still has Greg Olsen, but he's got to understand that he uses his legs a little bit more. Do what you did in your MVP caliber
season. Get in the film room, bro. I'm sorry, man. He ain't in the film room long enough. He's not, man. Like, I'm looking at the reads. I'm watching the game, man. I'm like, bro, he great. Told you, he got some really nice, sharp outfits, man. I need you to be in that film. Yeah. You should not get those fourth picks against Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, and I know they just got Levante David back.
You play him twice every year.
You should know by now. And the Bucs will do this thing, too, just to quickly talk about it, where Jameis will do amazing till he does it, and they'll go, all right, Ryan Fitzpatrick, go. And then he'll do amazing till he does it, and like, all right, Jameis Winston, back in it. Fitzmagic, go back. And they'll just keep going back and forth. And if that works, sure, but like they're eventually going to have those five interception games from either quarterback, and those few losses when you're playing this weird scheme that they're playing, you're not gonna do anything good.
Stop making North Turner look bad, bro. He when he has quarterbacks, they throw less picks, not more. Like, you making my man look bad. Hall of Famer. But okay, so we got Miami beats Buffalo 21-17. By the way, Miami's on the way, by the way. You heard it here first. A couple years later, they'll be good. They'll be really good.
Yeah, they'll be good.
They'll be really, really good.
I like Kenyon Drake a lot. I think Ryan Tannehill's a good enough quarterback.
I don't know about Tannehill. We'll see.
If he can stay healthy, I think he's an all right quarterback.
Exactly. That's if was a fifth man, we'd be drunk right now. Yeah. But like, so it's like, they're on their way.
The Bills had a really tough loss with that drop by Clay.
But before I get up out of here, I'd be damned if I let you get away with this. I was waiting for you to come up in here, boy, because I wasn't even going to talk about this game. But I was like, you know what? Uh-huh. Oh, no. And I'm going to give you the floor again. David Blue looked like them Cowboys looking kind of good.
Not this
How
one.
About them Cowboys?
God, you sound like this guy I go to school with.
13-10 against the Saints. David Blue has been on this show talking so much trash about Dakota Prescott. Then do it then, because I'm going to be quiet. Do it. You do it. Go ahead.
I got to ask you, though.
Explain yourself.
This is the debate between all my friends this morning. We got this loud Cowboys fan.
There's always one somewhere.
If you know him, you know him.
There's one everywhere.
Yeah. But, like, tell me. Do you think, two questions. One, this Cowboys team is a Super Bowl contender. Would you say, right now, with the roster they have, what they've been doing, do you think they have the ability to make it to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Really?
It's tough, bro. It's tough for me to say.
Two.
Yes.
Would they have 11 wins on the season right now if they had the team they have now the whole year? With Amari Cooper and everything. Would they have won those little three-point games?
No.
There you go. That one's for the boys at home. But this team, this game, the thing that I've been saying about this Thursday night game is they're both coming off the Thanksgiving games. They both had the wins. Is everyone has a good game and everyone has a bad game. They caught the Saints on, I think, a bad week. Drew Brees couldn't get it going. Michael Thomas, you saw balls that would just fall out of, and he has some of the best hands in the entire league.
Kamara,
Ingram, they couldn't really get it all the way going. Even Taysom Hill wasn't having that great of a game. And yes, the Cowboys have an amazing defense. They have an okay defense. They have a good enough defense. It's kind of like a bend, don't break style. And Dak Prescott, he benefits from that line. I'll tell you, if he had the Packers line, he would not be doing what he's doing.
No way.
Ezekiel Elliott takes most of the pressure off of Dak Prescott, and people don't realize that.
Keep doubling down, huh?
Of course they
want to. You're giving Dakota no props.
Look, I think Amari Cooper has helped Dak Prescott a lot as a player and a quarterback, and I think he's made that team substantially better. When they don't have any picks next year, they'll realize that it maybe was a mistake. But for this year, you know, having a two-win differential, what are they, like 7-5? I would want to say 8-5. This was a really good win. However, if they played this team in the postseason, I don't think they could do it again.
Yeah, it's hard to beat a team like that twice. All I'm saying, I mean, nobody want to see this team in the playoffs, man. They just don't.
They're going to be a tough team. I won't lie.
If they weasel in, division's not over yet. Mm-mm. I know Cowboys fans didn't think it is. This Monday night game is going to show how over it is.
If the Skins win tonight, I know they don't have the quarterback, so it's going to be harder. But like,
this division is still tough. Still in the balance. Still hanging in the balance for three teams.
Very much so.
I don't know, David
Eagles Blue. Still won the championship last
year.
You
might have to eat a little crow, man. might have to eat a little crow.
Wow. See, I do think the Cowboys can make it to the playoffs. Definitely. I think it's possible. But when they go against a team like the Saints, when they go against a team like the Rams, I think it's going to be really tough for them.
I guess we find out.
Even a team like the Bears.
We gonna find,
believe it or not.
We gonna find
out. I mean, we'll find out, but like when they're not in the Super Bowl this year, and I come back and I say, oh, Dak Prescott shouldn't have done what he did, you're gonna believe me.
And I will, but like, I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised they weaseled on into the NFC Championship game. I wouldn't be surprised.
NFC Championship.
I'm just saying.
I give them one win max in the playoffs. One max, and that's if they're lucky.
I still got Chargers and Saints, man, but I could be wrong, man. But I want Chargers Rams, but who knows?
You say Chargers Saints?
Oh, bro, I think Chargers can get to the Super Bowl, man.
I like that. I'm into that.
I really do, because it's a lot of heart, but I still, that team's stout, bro. I wouldn't just be talking out my behind, because I watch a little bit of the football. Mm-hmm. They got it all. But anyways, before I get up out of here, man, I want to move all the way down, man, to the poop emoji segment, man, because there's something we glossed over it, but I wanted to come back to it. Yeah, man, shout out to the Three Stooges in the background, man. Mo, Larry, Curly. I was more of a Shemp fan. A lot of people don't know about Shemp. Shemp was my guy. But, poop emoji of the week. Steelers. The whole team.
The whole team?
The whole team. So I'm going to grab my poop emoji. Which one? This is it right here. I'm going to grab the ooh poop. Like the ooh. You know what I mean? Like see, I got a little chime in the background. Okay, David Bloom. Okay, for you grab your poop emoji, please, and let me know what poop emoji you are grabbing, and then we will discuss.
I'm going to grab the smiley face. Right here. For all Chargers fans and badge of the kicker.
Explain to Evan Mack what happened at the end of the game with the Steelers versus the Chargers.
Lord.
Please, just
a little bit of analysis.
Just go.
All right. First of all, it is about a 39-yard field goal. Picture this right here. 30-30. There's about 3 seconds left in the game. The Chargers just drove all the way down, right? They call a timeout right at the perfect time. Steelers, I don't think, have any to ice the kicker because they lost a challenge earlier in the game. All right. The ball snap. Kick. Wide left. Overtime. There's a flag. Joe Hayden jumped off the line. Offline. Offsides. Joe Hayden, off the line, jumped offsides. And now this first one. This first offsides, because there's more. Oh,
but wait. There's more. There's more.
Was a mistake. Because if they didn't jump off sides, he still would have missed it. They didn't do anything to affect him. Sure, they got in his way. They put pressure. He was coming from the right, so he missed it left. Still, I think he would have missed it. I don't think the offsides did too much. Now, the second offsides.
Yeah, he was hooking that regardless. He was hooking that
exactly.
Kick. Exactly. Go ahead. Continue.
Second offsides. All right. Pick the ball again. They get another chance from 5 yards. 5 yards closer. What, about 34? Mm-hmm. If I can do math right.
Yep, you're right.
Not very good at it, but.
You're right.
It gets blocked. But there are offsides again. And now here's the difference. The reason they blocked this was because they were offsides.
Yes.
They were so far, it was so obvious this time. If they weren't offsides, I think he could have made it. And I think, like, everyone says, like, oh, we would have won if they weren't offsides. No, you wouldn't have.
You should have lost.
No. You would. The first time, yeah. The second time.
He's banging both those through. That's just how it works.
No. You were so offsides that you were in the place to block it. Now the third one.
We got a third offsides call?
This is 10 yards closer. This is a 29 yard chip shot.
That's my range right there, Bloom. I can hit that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can hit that.
I'll get 29 yard. That's my range. That's all Matthew's range.
It's good. Another offsides, just to put the icing on the cake. So bad. Mm-hmm. So bad. It was so bad that the player was beyond the ball.
Yes.
When he kicked it.
Yes, new rule change. You get 3 offsides at the end of a game and a kick, they just give you 3 points.
They just give you 3 points. No, you lost. Like, you're not winning the game with that. And the reason I can see to analyze the offsides, give it a little bit of analysis.
Yeah.
They were a jumpy team. They know this loss would hurt them a lot.
Yes.
And they're really eager to block this kick. So a lot of the players are willing to jump offsides earlier.
Just in case they don't call it, yeah.
Hopefully they won't get caught. It's also this kind of like uppity, kind of really nervous attitude, which makes players jump offsides, especially why, you know, people like Aaron Rodgers can get people on a hard count to jump offsides and give them the free play. So when you do it 3 times, it just shows how much the Steelers didn't want to lose this game.
I agree.
And it was really a mental thing for the players going 1, 2, 3. And, you know, it's kind of an icing the kicker tactic, too.
Yes.
A little bit when they have to do it again after they miss.
Right.
But you never, ever, ever want a penalty drawing back a missed field goal to then lose you the game.
Correct.
It's one of the worst feelings in football. Even worse than Mason Crosby missing a game-tying field goal.
He's going to be very fired very soon. Mm-hmm. You've heard it here first.
But that was just embarrassing. embarrassing by the Steelers team. Let me tell you that much.
All is not lost. They better be careful if the Ravens keep winning, though. Ravens are coming.
That was just a bad loss, especially at the end. I think the first offsides, I think that was their fault. The second offsides, it wouldn't have mattered because, you know, he blocked the kick.
Yeah.
The third one, he made it anyway.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Lynn was just like, we'll take the penalty. We'll do it again.
It's true. So, yeah, man, we're about to get up out of here. Before we do, quick thoughts on Kareem Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just take a little somber tone, but quick
thoughts. Somber tone. Kareem Hunt came out with the TMZ video of the assault in February.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a lot of opinion on who he is as a guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't know much of his social presence that well. But for the I'll go to the Chiefs as a team. Mm-hmm. I think Spencer Ware is a great player. I'll say that much. To cut him,
mm-hmm.
it's controversial,
especially to have the guts to cut him, knowing this is a. This yes. is a Super Bowl year.
The Chiefs are really worried about their image, and you can tell with who they have. And Patrick Mahomes seems to be this like stand-up guy.
He is. He's the real deal.
When you have a guy who you thought, and I think one of the reasons why they cut him too was Kareem Hunt lied.
Yes.
You know, that is just, it's...
That is, they don't like to keep it real, but that's why they cut him.
That's why they cut him.
That's why they cut him.
And they want their image to be good, and, you know, a lot of teams get flack, even like the Cowboys with Zeke, and, you know, the Buccaneers with Jamie's. When you play a guy who's had a lot of wrongdoings in his past, even recently... You get a lot of flack from the NFL, from fans, and I think the Chiefs this year are being as good as they are and knowing what they can do. They didn't want that. And I think Kareem Hunt it's hard to say if he deserves to play again. I think he does. But will he? I think he does deserve to get picked up by a team. You know, a lot. Adrian Peterson has. Zeke was drafted. Like
Ray Rice set a very interesting precedent.
Really?
When he got jammed up. And then now, I'm not saying it's not an overreaction. I'm just saying, because of him is why he might not get another chance to play football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. So that's why I said, deservedly so. I seen a video.
I've seen the video too.
I've been to Vegas before.
We all have.
It's tough, man.
It's tough. And like to see.
Lord. Grown man perspective, man. You just don't do what he did. I've seen drunk girls. I've seen aggressive drunk girls. I've seen violent drunk girls. I've seen that exact scenario. A couple guys that I know. Damn it. You can't do it, Kareem.
No,
Kareem,
just don't.
You just can't do it, bro. But Evan, you said walk away. No, if you watch the video, his friends are begging him to walk away.
Yeah, no, they're pushing him away. Like,
please
not do this to your
career.
Don't
do this to your career. And matter of fact, just as a decent human being, don't do it.
Even so, yeah.
I'm from a place where it's not about man or woman. You just don't put your hands on anybody. That's what my dad would say. Yeah. It's not about the whole, you never hit a woman. You hit anybody.
Just don't.
Don't hit nobody.
Don't. Aggression doesn't solve anything.
Man, goodness
and
gracious.
Especially, and I know people say like, he's an athlete, so he's like prone to aggression.
Nah, I ain't trying to hear that.
Cut that.
Cut that nonsense.
You gotta know, one, as a human being.
Yeah.
But two, even as a professional with a career and a media presence, if you do something like this, like anyone who is in this business and industry in any sort of way, having some sort of fame, has been in the situation or will that they can throw it all away for something stupid.
And you know it's 2018. You can't mess around. Listen, stop.
No.
Man, stop getting in situations with women, man, when you put your hand. Stop, man. You need to cool it.
You got to understand what it can do to your career. And I know it's hard to think sometimes. And, you know, people get influenced by a whole lot of
whatever.
Things.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it. Relax. Think about it. Think about not even, if you can't even be a decent human being, think about your career.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a scumbag and that's what you do and you hit women and we don't know you hit women, if you're crazy, whether he does or he doesn't, just give me a second and just think about your career.
Yeah.
Think about the team.
Like, I would say think about being, you know, a good human being first.
Yes.
But if for some reason your brain doesn't let you do that, think about your career, what will happen. And I think Kareem Hunt, I would say, I don't even know if I hope he'd get picked up by a team. I don't think it'll happen, but I think a player of that caliber to be cut by the Chiefs says something.
Say something. Nice.
And now,
Andy Reid don't play that stuff, though, man. That's what I love about Andy Reid.
Yeah,
that's why
he's
my favorite coach ever. But he don't play. Really? Ever. Yeah. Plays no games, man. Bill Walsh is the best coach ever, but Andy Reid's my favorite coach ever. But you create an offense, man. He had to be the best coach. But shout out to Bill Walsh. But Kareem Hunt, listen, best of luck in your future endeavors.
Of course. Always.
I don't even think they hire you at AfterBuzz, man. It's good. It's looking very bleak for you right now.
I mean, come sit right here. We'll interview you, but you bet. No.
Clearly, he doesn't listen to authority, so like he wouldn't even. I'd be like, yo, bro, Kareem, you can have a seat, bro. You can have a seat. Take the chair, bro. Take the chair. But like, no.
Oh, my God.
But listen, no. Okay, we about to wrap it up. Before we go, David Bloom, tell the people where they can find you, man.
Yeah, man. David H. Bloom, Instagram, Twitter. I've been thinking about reviving that thing.
What is it? Why now?
Change my profile picture.
Breaking
news. He'll make him happy. So,
It would.
Watch out.
Yeah, in honor of, they were first place, but they ain't no more. And since we talking football, I think we should talk basketball. I got you a little gift in honor of y'all, like, being kind of first place. It's a little, just a memento to show you my appreciation.
Hey,
are you welcome, man?
Appreciate,
hey, because y'all looking much better than I thought right now. Y'all just dropped a second, but y'all be back at first.
We'll be back.
Y'all got my favorite defender in the history of the NBA.
Which one?
Patrick Beverley.
I like it.
He's my favorite. First team ball defense. In honor of that, Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. Shout out to the Clippers, man.
Yeah. Hey, what is it? Five?
Yeah, listen.
Playing the Pelicans right now.
And
go
shout
watch
out to
it.
Kirk Cousins too, man.
Hey,
we out.
Here. Woo!
Kirk Cousins for MVP.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
's herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.